Power is still out today for millions of people along the Gulf Coast of Texas, 48 hours after Hurricane Ike's winds tore apart seaside communities and its rains flooded Houston. Emergency workers struggled through the weekend to rescue thousands of people who ignored evacuation orders. And 20 miles inland, where residents had been told to hunker down and ride out the storm, NPR's Mandalay Del Barco found people waiting for help from government agencies that was slow to come.
In Pasadena, just east of Houston, anxious neighbors lined up outside Salvation Army headquarters.
We're out. I mean, we don't have nothing. We're just over there and we're all hot and we got babies.
Krista McLean Castillo said she and her family and friends are surviving on cans of beans and peanut butter sandwiches, snacks, and whatever food they can salvage from the refrigerators. But without power and few grocery stores or restaurants open, Jennifer Nash said their cupboards were running bare.
Well, scrounge if we have to. I can't let the kids go without.
Salvation Army Commander Edward Alonso came out to say they didn't have power either, but with mobile cantinas from San Antonio, they'd be able to give folks a hot meal twice a day. But he could promise them no water or ice. That, he said, was up to someone else. Most people here figured that someone else was the Federal Emergency Management Agency. In fact, the head of FEMA, David Paulison, had made a promise.
We've been supporting Texas and Louisiana with millions of meals, millions of bottles of water. We have generators, blankets, cots, tarps, plastic sheeting to make sure that we can help people take care of their homes and get those back in shape again.
But yesterday afternoon at the Salvation Army Cantina, Peggy Summerall and her elderly mother were still waiting.
We were under the impression FEMA was ready to go, FEMA was going to be here. Well, now FEMA's not here and they're saying they're not going to help people who didn't lose their homes. And I'm thinking, well, what about us who live on, like, I live on $600 a month. I get $100 a month for groceries.
Yeah. Is you have enough food left?
It was all in the freezer and I had to throw it away. It all thawed out.
I'm going through now. Everything I had was in the freezer, and that's been since Friday. It's gone.
Mm-hmm. Ice and water!
Outside Hudson's furniture store in South Houston, volunteers handed out 18,000 pounds of ice and hundreds of jugs of water from refrigerated trucks that drove in from San Antonio. As people pulled up in their cars, they were given two bags of ice and a bottle of water each.
Thank y'all.
Word had gone out over the airwaves that local English and Spanish language radio stations were giving away supplies. Soon, hundreds of cars snaked around the shopping mall, backing all the way up freeway off-ramps in both directions. John Beatty and Victor Valenzuela waited in line for hours.
This is awesome. Real generous.
Very good idea. Better than FEMA and all of them, you know what I mean? They supposedly have water and ice somewhere, but yeah, where is it, you know?
Radio KTRH DJ Michael Berry helped come up with the idea.
Our thinking was, what did people most need? And what people most needed was ice and water. We can't wait for the politics of who's going to serve these people. They have needs right now.
Berry says many of them were becoming desperate, including those needing to refrigerate medicine.
I don't know, but I think FEMA could take a page out of our playbook, which is you don't need all these meetings and coordinators and executives and bureaucrats. Just get ice to the people. It's not that hard.
Those promised FEMA trucks finally did roll into Houston, and workers spent last night loading water, food, and ice to deliver throughout the area today. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Houston.